Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Norman Greenbaum. Don't you love that name? Norman Greenbaum. Spirit in the Sky. That's one of the classics from the way, way, way back machine. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I appreciate you being here. My website's, I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. Did I say that? You know who I am. I'm the guy responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. We're working on his 20th anniversary coming up in a couple of months. He is the chief home officer, jeffzabar.com, gotwords.com.
Throw me an iHerm.
There he is. And so many other, he's all over social media. Hey, Jeff, thanks again for being here.
Always a pleasure.
You just got off a road trip? You've been on a road trip? Did you go hear some bands or something?
I went last week. I went up to a place called Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park up in North Florida.
Yeah.
And saw stuff you would like, bluegrass and Americana and folk. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I was at the Ryman last week and heard Mellencamp.
Really?
It was pretty cool. But you know,
old John.
He was rocking. He's a great storyteller. His concert is he does a great. I mean, his entire concert was all about stories. I mean, including the songs, but he put it all together. But you know the good thing about all that is finding the time, as we've talked about in the past, find the time to get away, and
right.
Looking around. You know, there was a time when I went decades without a vacation, basically, which probably wasn't a good thing, and so I'd like to encourage people to, you know, I'm not going to say that I should have, back in those days, I should have spent, you know, money I didn't have on vacations necessarily, but there probably were some things I could have done that would have given me a little more balance in my life. And I'd just like to encourage people to do that, to make sure they take advantage of that. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, yeah, I mean, as you know, with everything that I've done with working from home, with home office highway, with the different programs that we've had along the way, it's all been about sort of traveling and enjoying time with my family. And being a entrepreneur gives me certain freedom. Being a soloist, being an independent worker who's home-based, and as you say, the charmed party of one, gives me an incredible freedom along those lines. So I don't overlook that. And I know that people out there, even people I travel with, you know, the gentleman who I travel with mostly, you know, he runs an office. I mean, he's a business owner, and he's got a dozen employees. So his taking time off is a little bit is not as easy as me. But I've done it. Robbie, my wife, and I have done this all along. And as they say, you'll never be on your deathbed saying, "I wish I spent more time in the office."
Well, the technology helps us now, though, too. The technology helps us.
Well, the technology is
making it easier.
I have my laptop. You have your smartphone. You can work. You literally, if your work is about connections, you can almost literally work from anywhere because of that.
Yeah.
And so that's an important distinction.
So take some time and I'll tell you something else that I've done. Take a customer with you. I mean, this is something I think is really important. This is something I think small business owners can take advantage of, because I'm telling you, big businesses aren't doing it like they used to. I mean, if you got a concert, whenever I have a concert, I don't buy two tickets. I buy four tickets. I invite a customer to go. I did last week.
I tell you, I've always put that offer out there. They at least want me to regale them with the stories of the music festivals that we go to and the fun we have, and you know, because we go camping. So some people would never be caught camping. Some people believe camping is a hotel without room service. Okay, so. You know, but I always want to hear about it. But I always say, next time you're coming with me. And next time comes, and I say, you coming with me? Well, I got to work.
I'm not so sure I'd want to take customers camping. That might be a little bit looking under the tablecloth a little too much there. But you know, the good thing about a concert is it's powerful and I say a concert anything. Right. It could be a lot of different things, whatever. But something that's got to be convenient for them. But these are back to nurturing your customers. That's what this is. What these things are all about. I've been doing that for decades. I used to have road trips with some of my customers. I'd pick them up in a motorhome and a motor coach and take them on a road trip to see new products and things like that. Those kinds of things, customers like them if they trust you. Now they're not gonna go off with you if you don't have built a relationship with them. But this is a way you get customers who you can't run off, isn't it?
Right. Absolutely. I got to tell you, I didn't coin it. I heard this phrase a long time ago, and I'm sure you've heard it in one form or another. People like doing business with people they like.
That's exactly
and
right.
It really is true that you start off as strangers. You build this relationship. You sort of got to get your sea legs about the relationship so you know what this guy Jim or this guy Jeff is all about. Is he a good guy? Has he got my back? And once that's behind you, you know, then they like doing business with you. I've got a client who I'm working with down in Miami who started off, you start off, you don't know where you are, and now they're like inviting
you. And Jeff,
that's
where the golden referrals come from, too. Hey, Jeff, give us a website again quickly, please.
Gotwords.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
Always great. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.